Saturday morning, it's something for the weekend, and our organising expert, Sarah Reynolds from Organise Chaos, is in studio. We're talking clothes today. So many people are planning on hitting the shops today, Sarah, and buying more clothes, even though they can't fit their current clothes into their wardrobe. We've all been there. I say you are as well sometimes.
Oh, sure. Look, I was doing a job on my wardrobe there a couple of months ago, and I've started allowing myself to shop recently. I was on a very, very strict budget up to about April, and then I was going on holidays and I was like, oh my God, all my clothes are so old, I need to go shopping. And it's like I have unleashed the dragon.
I actually did the same, Sarah. I banned myself from going clothes shopping for a long time. Like most people, you go into Penny's for a pair of socks and you come out and you've spent 100 quid that you don't have. So I banned myself, and then one day I was in work and I looked at myself and I just thought, what are you wearing? You need new clothes. Yeah. So it all ended there. But listen, most of us have too many clothes and we're not actually wearing most of them. Are they the biggest offenders when it comes to cluttering up our homes?
Yeah, they can be, because they are causing such stress in the bedroom with the wardrobes and all of that. But then the laundry, that really affects the laundry, and the laundry ends up, you know, whether you have a utility room, whether you have a designated laundry room, it's a complete mess. The system, laundry system's not working. Then even if you are lucky enough to get them washed and ironed, they don't get put away because there's no room in the wardrobe, and it's this vicious cycle.
Yeah, and we live in Ireland, so if you're trying to dry clothes on a line, forget it.
Yeah, exactly. The drying can take ages, so therefore you're looking at these clothes for ages. So, it's nasty.
I read somewhere, I think it was the Daily Mail the other day, they said that we only need 14 outfits.
Right. Okay.
How would we get on? I wonder how many, if we counted them, how many would we have?
Do you know what I've noticed myself, though, over the last couple of weeks? I don't know, maybe tiredness or something, but I've noticed that I keep going, oh, look, I'll just wear black and white and stuff. You know, it just kind of has reduced the decision fatigue. It's a bit boring, like there's no colour, especially with summer. But it's I just noticed the last couple of weeks that this was what I was defaulting to.
Careful now. Make sure to use a colour catcher or you'll be wearing grey if you mix them in the wash.
That's true. I don't think it's going to be a trend that I'll stick to for very long.
So talk to me then. How can we sort it out? How can we control the clothes situation at home?
So what you want to do is you want to go by category with your clothes, okay? So don't try and do all of the clothes at once, you know, maybe do the kids' clothes, then do your clothes. I think it's always better to start with your own clothes, because it's part of self-care, really, is looking after our own stuff and ourself. But also sometimes, like mothers, for example, can, you know, default off to looking after the kids' clothes and they don't look after themselves. So I think it's important to start with your own, first of all, and then look at the different categories. So look at all your jeans, look at all your shirts, look at all your skirts. So make sure that you have the bed nice and made, and then pull everything out by category so that you're looking at a bird's eye view. You're getting this bird's eye view of all of your jeans. And then you can make decisions more easily, because you know you're not missing anything. You know that you're seeing everything all at once, and it helps with decisions.
Yeah, so you realize that you might not need 7 pairs of jeans.
Yeah, or 17. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Have you seen that? Yeah.
Oh, I have. Sure, yeah. That's okay. That's okay. And 88 pairs of shoes, etc. Sure, listen.
Wow, imagine.
But you see, if everybody thinks that they're the only ones that have this problem, lads, it's nationwide and it's okay.
This is why Sarah is in business, lads.
We're okay. The Americans would think this was fantastic, you know, but Irish people seem to be really shy about it. But look, we all have it. We're all there.
Do you know what it is? In America, they all have these massive walk-in wardrobes that they can probably control it a little bit. Now, there's a big issue for a lot of households, and that's letting go of clothes that don't fit. So they want to maybe slim into them.
Yes, absolutely. And look, I have one or two pairs of, I only looked at them last night, actually. Gorgeous pair of dungarees. I'm not going anywhere near them, but they're there. So I get it. You keep a couple of pairs of trousers, you keep a few tops, etc. That's fine. You just don't need an entire shelf or an entire wardrobe full, because at the end of the day, let's face it, if you did eventually fit into them one day, you'll probably end up going shopping for new clothes.
Yeah, you're going to want something nice to treat yourself.
Exactly. So so you need to let these things go. I also am a big believer that in order to allow new energy to come in, and in order to shift your life on and to move your life on in the direction in which you want it to go, you have to let go of these old thoughts, old ideas, the past. You need to create that space so that there's space for the new energy to come.
That's a great way of thinking about it. The other thing is, a lot of women will have rows of dresses that they bought for a wedding that they went to. They wore it once for the wedding. Maybe it doesn't fit anymore. Maybe they're just not into it. Maybe they'll never have an opportunity to wear it again. But the dress cost a few bob.
Yeah, absolutely. Money with clothes and shoes and bags, and that can be a huge source of guilt. You can try selling them. You can try donations to people who actually will really need it as well, giving it to family members, etc. But at the end of the day, you're not making any money by it just sitting in your wardrobe. Mm. In actual fact, it's taking up prime real estate and it's causing you stress. At the end of the day, when it comes to making decisions and decluttering any item, no matter what, it's all about the level of stress that the lack of space causes you. If the lack of space and the clutter is causing you enough stress, you'll do something about it. You'll make the hard decisions. You'll let the item go.
So there you have it. Organising all that clutter, all the clothing at home. If you're tempted to go shopping today, remove some of the other stuff before you replace it.
One in, one out rule.
One in, one out. Sarah Reynolds there from Organised Chaos. What is the website?
Organisedchaos.ie.
That is so hard to remember. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.